W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A second mass shooting rocks California, the second in 3 days.
This is a devastating tragedy for this community and the families touched by this unspeakable act of violence.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus after a gunman killed seven people in Half Moon Bay. CBS's Carter Evans.
We're at the local sheriff station. So the sheriff says after shooting in two different locations, the suspect drove here, parked his car in the parking lot, and waited.
One of those locations, a mushroom farm. The massacre comes after 11 people died in a shooting at a dance club near L.A. Saturday. Brendan Say wrestled the gun from the shooter.
Some of these people I know personally. They come to our studio. It's a tight-knit community, and I hope they could heal from this tragic event.
President Biden issued a statement this morning urging Congress to act quickly on an assault weapons ban. He says both chambers need to act now to keep American communities, schools, workplaces, and homes safe. The Oscar nominations have just been announced.
Mrs. Wang, are you with us?
I am paying attention.
Everything Everywhere All at Once leads with 11 nominations, including Best Picture, Director, and several acting awards.
Movies are dreams.
Steven Spielberg gets his 9th nomination for Best Director for The Fabelmans, which is also nominated for Best Picture as well.
That does look like we're home.
Banshees of Inisherin, All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, The Way of Water, Elvis, Tar, Top Gun, and Women Talking in the running. Jimmy Kimmel hosts the Oscars March 12th. A Senate committee takes up the Taylor Swift Ticketmaster disaster today. Correspondent Steve Dorsey.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will hear from Joe Berchtold, one of the top executives at Live Nation, the company that owns Ticketmaster. In November, Ticketmaster canceled a planned ticket sale for Taylor Swift's first tour in 5 years after being overwhelmed with requests from fans, bots, and scalpers. But it follows decades of accusations from fans and some artists of deception and price fixing by Ticketmaster.
New study shows long COVID still keeping a lot of people out of work. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The study from New York's largest workers' compensation insurer also found nearly 20% of long COVID patients, more than three-fourths of them younger than 60, were still unable to work more than a year after getting the coronavirus.
They're cutting back at 3M.
Post-it pop-up notes pop-up one at a time.
The tape and post-it maker says it'll lay off about 2,500 manufacturing jobs worldwide in response to slower sales toward the end of last year. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. One person is dead after a Sunday police chase in Milwaukee. Officers were pursuing a stolen car involved in an armed robbery when the vehicle with five teenage males inside crashed into another vehicle at an intersection. The 47-year-old passenger in that vehicle was killed. Four of the suspects were taken into custody at the scene along with a gun. The fifth hospitalized for injuries. The suspects range in age from 13 to 15 years old. Governor Evers delivers his first State of the State address in his second term tonight at the Capitol in Madison. The governor expected to focus on education, more funding for roads, broadband in rural areas, and restoring access to abortion in the state. You can hear the governor's speech beginning at 7 p.m. across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to, as I await my next guest, you know, and well, you may not know, but I will tell you now, the city in which I live, Milwaukee, had 18 people shot on this past weekend. So, Connor, is that my guess? Connor, is that my guess? She's on the line. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, good morning, Dr. Ife Williams. And before I am so honored to be able to have. You know, if you look under the definition of Renaissance woman, you will see a photo of my next guest, Dr. Ife Williams, because she's accomplished so many different things. She's accomplished a lifetime of things in her life thus far. Here's the most important things you need to know about my guest. She's worked tirelessly, working to make history. She is a change maker, advocating for women, children, civil rights, human rights, helping to change the narratives on education, diversity, empowerment, helping many to realize the full growth potential. She's a three-time author, a weekly contributing writer to Thrice, Edney, Wire Service, and host of a weekly radio show, Wake Up, Stay Woke, on WPFW-FM, Washington, D.C. Williams is the president of the Dick Gregory Society and national president and CEO of the National Congress of Black Women and former counsel to the U.S. Congress District of Columbia Subcommittee on the Judiciary and Education. She was appointed to the Presidential Scholars Commission by President Barack Obama and served as White House liaison to the U.S. Department of Energy under the Clinton administration, and on. Good morning, Dr. Ife Williams. I'm honored to have you on these airwaves.
Well, good morning to you. I'll send you your check if you'll give me your address. Thank you so much. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. That's about half the things that I've done, but it just means I don't get a lot of sleep, and I have not learned how to say no. You know, I just keep saying, okay, okay, okay. And I grew up in a family of girls where there were no special duties for girls or boys. There were seven girls before my mom had a boy, so we had to learn how to do everything and anything. And it's just been like that. I've had the wonderful opportunity to travel all over the world and work, because that's one of the things you missed. I was president of the NEA's Overseas Education Association. And it's just a joy to be living and to be able to do things. You know, when people ask me, do you know how to do, and whatever it is they ask, I just say, I don't know, but give me a couple of minutes and I will. So I learn how to do a lot of things.
You know, you hear people say life is short, and it is. But when you stay active and stay busy, I mean, I stay active, I stay busy. I don't have time to sit around and wait on you know, the other side of the life cycle.
Right.
The life cycle is supposed to be lived and doing for others and enjoying it while we're here. So, I mean, I really don't have time to spend a lot of time sleeping. It's about living, right?
Right, and you don't have time to be getting into anybody else's business and wondering why they did this or that, because you're so busy doing what you feel the need to do. You know, we have a lot of chaos going on in the world today, and I guess that concerns me a lot is even when in the African-American community, you know, we have suffered a lot, and yet sometimes we allow ourselves to talk about one another, to not help one another when they're in need, when we know that we can afford, even if it's a, you know, a dollar or two, or if it's to take somebody to the doctor or to the pharmacy or whatever. All those are things that most of us who have an active life can do. We don't sit around at home and moan and groan about how bad things are and what's happening. We're trying to do something about it. That's the most important thing, not talking about it, but taking action to try to resolve whatever the challenge is.
So I found out that one of the men that I most admired in my life, you know, there's maybe about five of them that I've admired the most in my life thus far, and one of them is a mutual friend, none other than Dick Gregory.
And, absolutely.
And you've written a book about Dick Gregory. You are. Let's talk a little bit about your relation first for people who don't know who Dick Gregory was. Let's talk a little bit about who Dick Gregory was.
Well, Dick Gregory was, I guess he was just involved in so much, even more than I am. So we were attracted to each other because we were so involved in protesting for human rights, civil rights, women's rights, whatever. I just happened to meet him as an adult, actually. I, of course, heard about him as I was growing up. But I met him when I was running for the United States Congress in Louisiana. And I did, by the way, come within a half a point of winning. It was Louisiana, you know, so they know that I did win, but I didn't get credit for about a half a point. So I was the first African-American candidate there to run for Congress. And after that time, I'm pleased to say that there's several men who've become Congress members from Louisiana since I ran, and hopefully I inspired them. But Dick Gregory came to one of my events, and I was talking about my mom. I would say, oh, my mother taught me this and my mother taught me that. And when he was invited up to speak, he came up and he said, I want to meet your mother. He said, because my children don't remember nothing I tell them. If I want to talk to them, I pull my chair up to the refrigerator. That's the only time I can talk to them.
Well, he had so 10 of them. He had 10 of them.
Yeah, well, actually 11, you know, oh, okay. One died.
Right.
But anyway, he spent much of his time in Washington, and when I, after I ran for office, I came back to Washington and worked for California Congressman Mervyn Dinelly, and that is who introduced him at my event, my campaign event in Louisiana. So one Friday night, he called me and asked me to come and pick him up, and I said, where? And he said, in Baltimore, where you know what it's like in a big city, from D.C. to Baltimore. And I'm going like, this man does not know me very well. I do not drive this long way. But he was so charming, and he talked me into driving there on a Friday night to pick him up. And, of course, when I got there, he wasn't ready. You know, he was known for that. Whatever time he decided was the right time, that was what the right time was.
So, Dr. Williams, before you go any further, that's the Dick Gregory. There was a Dick Gregory prior to that who was a star comedian who broke barriers, to appear on the Johnny Carson shows and others. And all of that, and was really making a lot of money. The Playboy clubs, he was the first black to do all of those things. And yet he saw Dr. King and the civil rights struggle, and gave all of that up. Millions and millions of dollars, you know.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If some people gave him a check to help him out because they knew what a sacrifice he was making, he would just turn it over to the civil rights movement. It was no problem. He did that until he actually lost his home and had to move his family some other place. He had been living on a big farm in Plymouth, Massachusetts, where his wife, it's Lillian Gregory, still lives. And I think one of the daughters still lives there. But his son, Dr. Christian Gregory, works with me. And he has just edited a book about his dad called The Essential Dick Gregory. And he's also made a wonderful health drink. And I wanted to say health because, you remember, Mr. Gregory was also in health. A woman wrote me and told me, she said, Mr. Gregory taught me how to drink water. I don't know if you remember that, but he would always carry a bottle of water around, a bottle, you know, in his bag, and telling you the importance of drinking water. Well, so he also worked in health.
He walked all over the world, basically. You know, I mean, this.
Well, he actually did walk. Remember, he did actually walk from California to back here to the East Coast.
Yes,
and he walked. I remember from New Orleans to Baton Rouge. He walked miles. His feet would be so sore, but he was doing it to call attention to something important, like human rights, civil rights, or our health. And until he left us, he was still doing that. And you can't talk about Dick Gregory to a person over a certain age who does not know about the Bahamian diet. I don't know if you remember that one.
I absolutely do remember it. You know, Dr. Williams, he was a man that you won't ever see again. There's only one Dick Gregory, and the sacrifices that he made. I just wanted the audience to know that here was a man who had a large family, and he believed that his duty was to fight injustice. Part of the civil rights struggle with Dr. King and the plannings and all of those things. And he along with Harry Belafonte and other, Sidney Poitier and others. And I remember Lena Horne. And I remember as a young boy, watching them make those sacrifices and look at and what he did with his entire life. And I thought it was important that we at least talk about that part of Dick Gregory before you move to the Dick Gregory that you knew about but finally got to meet.
Yeah. Well, and you know, he grew up, like many of us grew up, with almost nothing. In fact, he had a joke he used to tell, but it wasn't really a joke. He said when he was growing up.
So, Dr. Williams, I almost hate to interrupt you, but you know, on radio, there's some things that happen that keep us on the air, right?
I know.
So we're at that point.
I'll be here.
Yeah, 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local civic media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 32. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 25. Snow likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 32. Cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Governor Tony Evers will lay out his second term plans during his State of the State address tonight. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana figure to be the top issues? You can hear it live on the Civic Media radio station. News director Terry Bell and Todd Albaugh, a host of the Todd Albaugh Show, will provide analysts. That's the State of the State address live tonight at 7 p.m. here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. My guest is Dr. Ife Williams. And before we go back to Dr. Williams, we've got a call from Dave from Milwaukee, who has a question to come at Dave quickly.
Thurl, I'm just so delighted to hear you and your guests talking about Dick Gregory. And I can give a testimonial as to the positive effects of that man's life. He affected my life greatly. As a young man in 1974, I read his book, Dick Gregory's Natural Diet for Folks Who Eat.
Right.
And it changed my life. It set me on a path of better health. And right now I'm 67. I have no health issues. I'm on no medications because I followed the advice, his prescription for living in that book. That book has recently been republished. It's in the library system. I recommend people to read it. And also, you know, listening to you, Earl, over the years, I know that you've met Dick Gregory and you appreciate him. I hope you know about there's a documentary on his life. It's called The One and Only Dick Gregory.
Yes, sir.
It was released in 2021. It's fabulous. That man, he's so unknown to, you know, people today, and he's had such a positive effect on our lives.
Hey, Dave, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Dr. Williams, you say what?
I do have a big part in that documentary that he mentioned, the one and only Dick Gregory, as Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, Nick Cannon, many of them are also in the book. So, documentary. I hope that people will see it. Again, it's called The One and Only Dick Gregory. But what I wanted to say about him, you know, in terms of his growing up, we were kind of in the middle of that, if I can go back to it.
Yes.
You know, he would say things in a humorous manner, but it had meaning. People sometimes had to kind of take a moment to think about what he just said, but he would describe how poor he was when he was growing up. He said if a rat ran across the floor where we live, we just knew he was taking a shortcut to somebody else's house because we didn't have nothing for him. You know, that is the kind of thing that kept people listening to him for hours. I mean, usually they were blinking the lights or whatever. Hours later, people were like, no, they wanted to hear more. They wanted more for their money. You know, they were just enjoying what he was saying but taking it all in, though.
You know, he was.
And I'm glad he mentioned that book. I have that book right here before me. I use that book, too.
He was a fearless. He was a fearless man, right? He was a fearless man.
Well, that's sort of one of the things that I got from him was the fearlessness. We're just wasting our time. When we're fearless, there's so many things to be done. And he would always say, you know, there's some things that make us ill, and that is jealousy, hate. And one of them, of course, was fear. And he would say, this is why we have so much illness in our communities. It's because we do anger. That's another one. All of these are things we should stay away from, but we should be fearless. And that's probably the biggest lesson he taught me. That's how I happened to go out on a trip on the Arabian Sea and spent 40 days, 20 of them were at gunpoint. But again, I wasn't afraid because when you have a mission, when you have something important to do, you're thinking about how you're going to get that done rather than how it's going to impact you, you know, personally. Sometimes we get overly concerned. I have stood up to guns. I hate guns, but I have stood up and twisted guns out of people's hands, you know, because I didn't want them to harm someone else, not because they were trying to harm me, but someone else. And when I looked at that young man in California who did that, that takes a lot of nerve. But again, when you have a mission, you forget that fear and you go on and do what you have to do. All of those times he went out there protesting, he didn't know whether he was ever going to come back or not. He didn't know. And that's what happens with people who are fearless, but they wind up doing some important things for other people. And that was Dick Gregory. That was one of his biggest sayings. He always said, fear and God do not occupy the same space. And you know, we got a lot of Christians who forget about that. But that's one he wanted us all to remember. Fear and God do not occupy the same space.
You know, Dr. Williams, it's unfortunate again that we have to take a respite. But we'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Dr. Ife Williams is on the line, 844-967-2789. She's in Washington, D.C., and she's a wonderful, wonderful woman who's done some great things in her life and a great storyteller, as we all can tell. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report. An investigation into a motive is underway in California's second mass shooting in days. CBS's Carter Evans is in northern Half Moon Bay, where seven people were killed at two different locations.
The shooter is believed to be an employee at one of the farms, and for now, authorities say he's cooperating. But investigators still aren't saying why they believe he did it.
There was a vigil near L.A. for the 11 people who died in a massacre at a dance club Saturday.
It's so sad. No one should have to be going through this. When is enough enough? You know, I'm still mourning the children of Uvalde.
While President Biden's renewing his call for a ban on assault weapons, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBS Mornings,
I think some of this is cultural. That is, we need to make sure that the families are intact, that there are good mental health services available for people that are struggling. I wish there was a simple answer.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Police say they can't explain why it was such an unusually violent weekend in Milwaukee. 18 people were shot between Friday and yesterday morning. Two teenagers died. At least one of the shootings was a triple shooting. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is calling on neighborhood leaders to help calm the violence. Wisconsin lawmakers are thinking of using some of the state's nearly $7 billion budget surplus to help communities with PFAS in their water, known as forever chemicals. One idea is to bolster a program aimed at helping low- and middle-class homeowners with contaminated private wells. In sports, the Bucks beat Detroit last night 150-130. The Badgers lost to Northwestern 66-63. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local civic media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the civic media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Ife Williams. You know, I left out that you're Esquire. You are an attorney. I mean, you've left one thing. You're not a judge. You haven't been a judge yet. When are you going to become a judge?
In the last few months, and I'm working with another producer on my life story and some other things that I've done, and also about Mr. Gregory's book. So I don't think I'm going to go back into the courts. But speaking of the courts, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, going to court for one thing or another with Mr. Gregory was always different. I was his attorney many times for things that he was protesting on or something. And he never got convicted. And I never had to really be the lawyer for him other than to stand there with him. I remember we walked into a court one time, and the judge looked up and he asked us to introduce ourselves, the prosecuting attorney and me. And the other person mentioned his name, and then I said, "And I'm Dr. Williams." And then he looked back at the prosecutor and said, "Young man, do you know who this man is?" And the young man said, "Well, he's Richard Gregory." So said, "Well, no." The judge said, "No, let me tell you who he is." And the case was, of course, dismissed. I never had to work when I went to court with him. The judges always did the work, and the cases were always dismissed. I didn't even have to put up a defense for him because they knew him as well as I did. But that's the kind of person he was. He never mind going to jail, you know. He went to jail for Native Americans, for Black Americans. As long as it was for a good cause, he had no problem going. I remember one day he was getting arrested on the British Petroleum case when we were picking, trying to get poor people paid for that was done. And the police were standing all around him, and they were talking, and I was saying, "Would you just please arrest him?" You know, because that was the whole point of it. He wanted to be arrested so we could get some time on radio or television or whatever. And the police kept saying, "No, we're not gonna arrest Mr. Gregory." I said, "But you have to, because I got to go to a funeral. There's a city councilwoman. I got to go to her funeral, but you got to arrest him before I go." And they finally said, "Well, if that's what you want." So they arrested him. I grabbed my clothes and went, put on and went to the church, walked in, and I told them the story of that with all these police, lieutenants, and everybody sitting in the front row. I said, "Do you know how hard it is to get Mr. Gregory arrested in this town?" And they were just laughing at a funeral. Even the family, they were laughing about it. I then ran over to the jail where he was. The cops who arrested him were still in the jail cell with him, talking, asking him about this book that the gentleman mentioned about health care. That's the way it was. So they kept him, you know, and finally I had to leave, and they had locked the door after the police left. So I had to knock on the door, and they wouldn't answer. I had to call my sister and say, "Would you come over to this police station and tell them Mr. Gregory wants to stay, but I need to go out of here?" And so she came over and got me out. Then that evening, he asked me to go and speak for him at an event that he was scheduled to speak for. I got all ready to go. I was about to walk out of the door. I got a phone call from a police officer, a really high-ranking police officer, "Would someone come and get Mr. Gregory? The judge has ordered us to let him out of jail."
you know, Dr. Williams. Go ahead. Finish up.
No, I'm saying that's the kind of time I went to, and I'm pretty sure other lawyers had the same kind of experiences with him. When he ever walked through that jail, if they put him in a cell, all the guys were around, the people who were locked up, they could look out of their cell and talk to him and you know, engage. And all of the law people who were passing by would stop and talk with him and offer him coffee, offer him water, whatever. Well, you know, he would never drink that because he always was suspicious of what might be in it.
You know, Dr. Williams, I never will forget the first time I got to meet Dr. Gregory. And I call him Doctor, mm-hmm. even though he didn't have that title. But
no, it's an honor.
Yeah, but Dick Gregory, I was in Washington, D.C. during Barack Obama's, debate and the debates that were going on the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. And so I was mm-hmm. the only talk show host in the nation that was non-syndicated who was invited to Radio Row on Capitol Hill. And so mm-hmm. I was interviewing people, and there was Dick Gregory. And mm-hmm. so I was so smitten to have Dick Gregory appear on the air on my show. I knew who he was. And Dick mm-hmm. Gregory came on the air and lit it up. And, and you know, you couldn't control anything that came out of his mouth. And so afterwards, the people who ran this came over to me and said, "Who was that person?" I said, well, that's another Dick Gregg. He said, don't ever have him on the air again. So at lunchtime, we went to have lunch, and Dick Gregory said, I want to have lunch with you. We sat down, my wife and I, and 6 hours later, we sat there for 6 hours, and I never will forget him saying to me, you are more valuable than any athlete. You are more valuable than any entertainer. This is Dick Gregory talking to me, and I'm starstruck. I'm nobody. And he said, you have to understand why. He said, you are on those airways.
Right.
And, and you have a platform. And I've never forgotten what he had to say on that day.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of Dick Gregory, and I didn't call him that either. I called him Mr. Gregory just out of respect. I mean, even though he was best friend at my house all the time. And by the way, he taught me how to wash dishes. Now, his family members find it absolutely amusing because you can't even imagine him doing that. But that night after we came back, when I picked him up in Baltimore, which I hadn't finished, but I got to know him very well. But instead of my taking him to where he lived, he wanted to come to my house and he wanted to show some of his friends how to cook. He wanted to show them how to cook bean burgers that taste just like hamburgers.
Right.
So I allowed him to come over, and he made them, and the friends ate them and enjoyed them. And when we finished, of course, we had to wash the dishes. So he said, okay, what you have to do first is rinse the dishes. Then you put some hot water in the sink with Clorox in it, and you let them soak for a while. And then you put them in the dishwasher. I'm going like that little girl and tells me, man, well, what is the dishwasher for after all of that? But it's interesting because he would always tell you he didn't know how to do anything around the house. He said, I'll get somebody to come and do it, but I don't know. Well, I won't say exactly what he said, but I'll get them.
Well, you'd have to bleep
somebody
out,
to do it.
You'd have to bleep out every other word.
Right. You see, I don't use those words, so people found it challenging. Interesting that I would, but he would make his point that way, and nobody was, well, rarely was anybody offended by it because it was just Dick Gregory. That's who he was.
I have to ask you the title, Dick Gregory, Wake Up and Stay Woke.
Right.
Running
that's
for
the
life.
Book about.
Right. So, at a time when this wokeism and all, is your definition of woke different than the folk who are using wokeism today?
Oh. Absolutely. I'm not one of those DeSantis fans. That is not at all what I am. I am saying the words he said the last day that he was here on this earth, and he was telling people they had to learn how to listen. That was be woke up and listen, you know.
Right.
That's what he meant. And you know, we were dealing with Charlottesville.
Yeah, Charlottesville.
Where all the people killed at that university.
Right.
And everybody was walking through his room, and they were so noisy. And we had the television on trying to see what was going on, you know. And that's when he sort of just yelled at everybody and said, shut up. You got to wake up and stay woke. That's why you can't learn nothing. You always talk it. And you see, when you talk about his talking 6 hours, he meant he wasn't getting a chance to get anything in. And unfortunately, it was a few hours after that he left us. But that's why I named it Wake Up and Stay Woke, because that is what he would still be telling people. And he has written so much. He has so many books, Callous on My Soul. He's got the Lies, Some More Lies. He's got the Dick Gregory Natural Diet for Folks Who Eat. I mean, there's just so many things. And, of course, you know, the book that people don't like to call the name, especially white people are interested when they have to say it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's the name of his book. And he always had jokes about that, because I remember one time we had a drawing at a program where we were both speaking, and he just said, just with a straight face to this white woman, well, okay, here is, you can take someone home with you by the name of the book. You can take one home with you tonight. Because he was giving the book away to me.
You know, I remember when we were having this conversation, and he was telling me about cayenne pepper. And and what can happen with cayenne pepper, and you needed to take, because he had all of these remedies, right? for everything. He had a different remedy for everything. And so he swore by cayenne pepper. So I said to him, I was telling him I was having some issues. He said, well, yeah, you just take cayenne pepper. I said, well, oh, cayenne pepper. He says, I said, well, how do I do? He said, in capsules. And I said, okay. So when I got back home, I went to the pharmacy and got some cayenne pepper. And I started taking some cayenne pepper. He never told me what happened after you took the cayenne pepper and you had to go, you know, to the restroom.
Yeah.
But I guess,
you know,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know what Bobby Bland would have told you, man, you got to hurt to heal.
You know, the thing about it was he apparently had been grown so accustomed his body, you know, to that kind of thing. But for to start out, I would never recommend it to anybody, you know. but he's
again, or he probably yeah, he probably had something for that. If you called him back, he could have given you something to do. You know, you probably were afraid after that to do anything else.
You know, you honored him with this book because of what?
I'm sorry?
You honored him with this book because of what?
Oh, well, he had so many wonderful things to say. And when he left, it was like, I didn't want him to be gone. I wanted to remember, and I wanted people who didn't know him to know something about him, to find out something about him. And so WPFW invited me to come on to do a program, and I told them I would do it on one condition. And they said, what was that? And I said, it would be to remember and honor Dick Gregory. And I mean, absolutely. They said, yes. So my program is called Wake Up and Stay Woke. And I always talk about him, and then I let my guests say something about him, and I have not yet had anyone call in to say they didn't know him, or they might say, well, I never met him, but I remember he said or he did, you know. So I wanted people to remember that he was an all-around person. He did so many things. He made people happy. He made people healthy.
He made
everything,
people,
you know,
angry. And
yes, of course, absolutely, but they learned something.
Oh, no, there's...
And,
I learned some things never to ever do when you're around Dick Gregory, and that's ask him any questions.
Right, because he's going to tell you everything in those 6 hours, right?
Don't you ask me any questions.
Or he'll say something like, well, do you want to listen to me and get the truth, or do you want to talk? You know? But, you know, he never said that to me. I guess
because
I learned that you don't.
women, I found out, my wife, he let her ask questions. But he didn't allow me.
And he called everybody girlfriend.
Yeah.
He called all the women girlfriends.
Yeah, he was. Listen, we might as well, you know, take a break quickly. And when we come back, I'll let you delve even more into what's in the book. Because I think it's really important that people understand just who this wonderful, wonderful man was. And I don't think there'll ever be another Dick Gregory. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 32 this afternoon under overcast skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows around 25. Snow likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 32, cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. My guest is Dr. Ife Williams, and her accolades are too many, too numerous to even mention. But you can certainly go and look up Dr. Ife Williams and just take a look at all the accolades that she's received in her life thus far, and it's an amazing thing. You know, Dr. Williams, Dick Gregory, let's talk a little bit more about him and what's in the book.
Dick Gregory, Wake Up and Stay Woke, Running for Life. The Running for Life had to do with his being a track star, and there were some really funny stories there, too. And then he had to leave Southern Illinois University and go into the military. He went into the Army, and, of course, you know, he was anti-military. But he went because in those days, young men were called to go into the military. And then one day, he was walking and on the yard, and he saw this high-ranking officer coming toward him. So he saw this big pot, a flower pot or something. And he jumped in that pot so he wouldn't see him. But the officer came right by there and looked in the pot. And he said, "Gregory, what are you doing in there?" He said, "Well, sir, they told me they were short of ground beef in the restaurant, so I just thought that I would help them out." You know. So the officer said, "Okay, look. You think you're funny, don't you? Well, we're going to see how funny you are. I'm going to send you over to the officers club, and you're going to make everybody laugh. And if you don't, I'm going to court-martial you." Well, they said from that time on, he was the entertainment on the yard, you know, on the base. But I want you to say he also liked and admired President Barack Obama. He liked his style and, you know, with his humor. And he told me both, he said, "Barack and I," meaning me, "would make good comedians." And he mentioned that Barack's timing was so perfect for comedy. And I thought, I know some of us have seen that from him. But he didn't use that term with mine. He didn't say that, you know, I was perfect at comedy. He just said I would have made a good comedian. But he was talking about my writing. I would sometimes give him ideas on what to, what to do joke about, because he was very current. If something happened just an hour ago, he could have a joke for you if he went on your program the next few minutes, but it would be very meaningful. So I've heard many comedians say wonderful things about him, and even Trevor Noah I've heard talk about his admiration and how Mr. Gregory helped him. Chris Rock, although he might throw in, you know, a little word that we can't use on the radio, but he talked about how Mr. Gregory influenced him. Nick Cannon, all of these people talked about how they were influenced by Mr. Gregory, you know. So I was pleased to have him as a friend. We went lots of places together all over the world. We all over the country. And every time he had a great show, people enjoyed it, you know, except, as you said, somebody who might not have known him and who he was. And they might have wanted to cuss him out instead of honor him. But sometimes they even thought about it, and they came back, and, you know, it had a lot of meaning. So I am so pleased that he was my friend and that I can tell people about him. So
Dr. Williams, I have a question before you get in. So what were his thoughts about our community today? He couldn't have been very acceptable with what is happening in our community today.
Right. Absolutely. Well, of course, he would have dealt with the young men because, you know, he always walked down the street and he would stop and anybody. Maybe couldn't have 6 hours, but I've had to stand and wait for him a long time while he's talking to these young people about what they should be doing, what they shouldn't either. He would be out there on the street. You know, he was shot once upon a time, you know, right in the middle of revolts in California, trying to talk to people, trying to get them to go the right way.
Yes.
So he would certainly be involved in that. But in terms of what happened on January 6th, he basically predicted that to me. I call him the prophet on that. When Donald Trump was running against Hillary Clinton, I remember his telling me several years before he passed away, he said, "Oh, baby, I know you're all excited about getting a woman for president and excited about Hillary." He said, "But don't worry, she's not going to win." I couldn't believe that because you remember there was a time when nobody thought anybody else would win other than Hillary. And he said, "And there's going to be problems." He said, "They're going to even have to call out the military before this man leaves office." Didn't all these things happen? I mean, he was so prophetic. He could tell you before things happened. He could read and talk about the shifts in the wind, you know. And he would be advising us on what we needed to do is to be concerned about what we are doing more so. And he wouldn't have much faith in this process that's going on now when every day we have to ask ourselves, when is this man going to be arrested? We could never get get away with this kind of stuff. He would be teaching us how to deal with it, I'm sure. And it would mainly be dealing with ourselves as our neighborhoods, getting our house in order, you know, while all of this is going on. Now, he probably say something like, "Oh, that's white people's business, you know, let's just deal with ours," right? And of course he had many white friends. I mean, he didn't mean it in a mean way, but he would certainly advise us to get our act together before we waste our time on that, because that's something white people will have to do for themselves.
You know, he went, he left here with his fist balled up, right?
He was a guy,
everywhere he went, he was ready for battle, right? And he was he was this little, you know, 150 pound. Oh, you said 130. Little 130 pound guy, and 129 pounds of it was his mouth, right? but he was just an unbelievable man who, if, you know, I have to get the, how can we get the book? How can we get the book?
Oh, you can get the book you can get it on Amazon. Or if you want it from me, of course, I never mind giving out my email, which is Dr., abbreviated drefaywilliams@gmail.com.
Right.
drefaywilliams@gmail.com. And I can tell you, you know, personally how you can get it if you and we send them out the same day that people order. So it's no problem. We can tell you how to pay for them, how to get the book. Again, it's Dick Gregory, Wake Up and Stay Woke, Running for Life. And I have so many stories about him, so many things that
Dr. Williams, let me say this to you, because it's unfortunate that we've reached the end of this foray into the conversation, but I promise you, I will be inviting you back, you know, especially, and not only because next month is Black History Month, but I will be certainly, you and I will be talking again and again and again. Love your spirit. You know, love all the things that you're doing and have done.
I've got to have you on my program too, WPFW FM 89.3. We stream all over the world. I know you reach a lot of people too. But there's a lot of things I want to tell you about my role in the Million Man March. I was one
Dr. Williams.
But I'm going to do it later.
We'll talk. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Got to go through a break.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. 844-967-2789 is the number. What a wonderful, wonderful woman. We'll be right back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.